SBS Radio.
Bitfall u iż-żgħażagħ isiru aktar esperti minn qatt qabel fit-teknoloġija moderna huwa importanti li l-kbar madwarhom jagħmlu dak kollu li jistgħu biex ma jaqgħux fil-periklu. Allura x'nistgħu nagħmlu biex it-tfal u iż-żgħażagħ tagħna jkollhom esperjenza pożittiva online? Waqt li it-teknoloġija moderna għandha ħafna aspetti pożittivi u ta' benefiċċju, il-Kummissarju tas-Sikurtà tat-Teknoloġija Moderna Julie Inam Grant tgħid li l-esperjenzi negattivi huma komuni wkoll.
One in five young Australians has had a negative experience online, and that can run the gamut from cyberbullying to image-based abuse to seeing violence or hatred online.
L-abbuż bir-ritratti intimi u personali li jitqassmu u jindbatu lill-oħrajn mingħajr il-kunsens ta' min ikun batom lill-persuna oriġinali hija xi ħaġa li ħafna ġenituri forsi ma jafux dwarha biżejjed.
It's called revenge porn in some corners. We don't use that terminology because we ask revenge for what? And it's not porn that was really created for a broad viewing audience. We call it image-based abuse because it deals with the sharing of intimate images or videos without a person's consent. So that's often what young people would experience as sexting gone wrong.
Il-ġenituri jistgħu jkunu inkwetati wkoll dwar nies stranġieri li jikkuntattjaw l-itfal tagħhom online. Il-kunsillier tal-linja ta' għajnuna għat-tfal Belinda Bowman tgħid li il-bullying online huwa wkoll kwistjoni serja.
For a lot of parents when they were growing up, they might have experienced bullying at school or at social functions, that sort of thing. But when they got home, home would actually be their safe place where they wouldn't have to deal with that anymore. Yet for young people, because they're always connected, the bullying, it can feel like it never stops. So when they're at home, they might be receiving messages, seeing things online.
It-tfal tiegħek ukoll x'aktarx li kellhom xi esperjenza negattiva online f'xi waqt jew ieħor għalhekk l-ewwel ħaġa li għandek tagħmel qabel tiġri ħaġa bħal din huwa li titkellem magħhom u tgħidilhom li inti qed hemm biex tgħinhom.
Just be engaged with your kids. Keep having these conversations. Build your relationship with them so that they feel comfortable sharing stuff with you if they find themselves in trouble. So making sure you build on that relationship, you build a trust. And that they know that they can come to you if there are any issues.
Bħala ġenitur, Belinda Bowman taf li hemm it-tentazzjoni li twarbilhom il-medja soċjali kollha u l-lob online, imma hija tgħid li din mhix is-soluzzjoni.
What I know as a tough line counselor is kids are going to use it anyway. So if you try to do that, all it's going to teach them is to be more secretive and hide things, and they're going to create their own accounts anyway. So the best thing that you can actually do, even though it's hard and it's scary, is to trust in your relationship with them and trust them to be able to come to you when there are issues.
Dak li tista tagħmel speċjalment fejn jidħlu tfal żgħar huwa li tuża kontrolli tal-ġenituri fuq il-mezzi elettroniċi tiegħek biex tgħin issegwi jew tillimita dak li jkunu qegħdin jaċċessaw u jaraw online apposta jew aċċidentalment. Jane French hija d-direttur esekuttiv ta' ChildWise li hija organizzazzjoni li tikkonċentra fuq is-sikurtà tat-tfal. Hija tgħid li huwa importanti li titkellem ma' tfal tiegħek u tissettja limitu fil-użu tal-medja soċjali u it-tagħmir elettroniku.
And there are lots of websites that can help with this. Some of the rules in my house, for example, are that there's no devices in the bedroom. Whenever you're on social media, you make sure that you don't put anything up there that will identify you. So you make sure children don't put themselves up there with their school uniform or showing where they live.
Jekk tifel jew tifla tiegħek huma vittmi tal-bullying online jew ir-ritratti tagħhom kienu imxerda mingħajr il-kunsens tagħhom, inti tista' tirrapporta dan online permezz tal-website tal-Kummissarju tas-Sikurtà fi safety.gov.au.
We're the only government in the world that has a legislative scheme and a reporting and complaints tool for young Australians who have been seriously cyberbullied. If they report it to a social media site and that serious cyberbullying is not taken down, they can come to us and we will act as a safety net and advocate on behalf of that young person to compel the social media site to take that harmful content down. Now, we've helped about 1,200 young Australians through that process, and we have 100% compliance rate with the social media sites.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.